This is Peter John Cooper. Before we start this episode, I thought you ought to know that I had a Zoom call this morning. I'll play it for you.
Hello, yes, Binkle here. Yes, I've rescued Nietzsche from under the wheels of the motor car. I've got her in a box and I'm taking her to the vet. But whether she'll be alive or dead when we get there, we've no way of knowing until the box is opened.
I'll let you know if I hear anything else from him. I hope that's as much of life and death drama that we have to deal with today. So, on with the show. Pork Traddle is still being bothered by the mermaids. He's come into town to see if he can find clues as to what he should be doing to save the world. Gloria Swanson has taken herself to the hairdresser before the important town planning meeting. Pork Traddle has accidentally broken a glass, and this is apparently very significant. Life and Death and Everything in Between by Peter John Cooper, with music by Julian Harrow. With Julian Harrow as Eamon Porktraddle, Holly Cooper and Eleanor Cooper as the mermaids, Tricia Lewis as Gloria Swanson, the town mayor, and today with Graham Howes as Patrick. Episode 7, Helicopter.
Enthroned in the big leather chair, my big leather chair, my lunchtime throne. Tubes and wires enter the big silver helmet that encloses my skull. Hot air blasts. White-coated attendants twist and twirl at my behest. My eyes closed. My fingers unconsciously tapping out the numbers that will set the plans in action. That mean that all the controls are in place. Stand by. 3, 2...
And then, the big red and white helicopter flies low overhead. The shadow seeps across the small town like a virus, spreading from one to another. Without knowing how, the population knows what has happened. The whole town stands rigid, faces upturned to the sky. On the cliffs, the two early climbers have left their rucksacks at the top, and one of them has found an easier route down than they could ever have imagined. He is currently swinging on the end of a purple rope, washing backwards and forwards in the surf across the Dragon's Teeth rocks that have just dashed his brains out. His companion is too dazed to do anything constructive. She stands with her mobile phone frozen to her cheek, watching the rope seesawing backwards and forwards across the rocks. Truth bursts. For a moment, time stops. Hope is dripping away in the silence. Entropy increases. Listen, this is the sound of entropy as it bubbles and grows. Listen. Pork Traddle crouches on the pavement, hands over his ears.
Not my fault. I didn't mean it.
Patrick says,
sit quite still in your room and dirty plates accumulate in the sink. The floor becomes littered with takeaway pizza boxes, wine bottles rolled under the sofa. Energy moves from here where it is packaged tight to here where it is free and spreads out like a bar of Cadbury's Dairy Milk left on a radiator. There goes Slobodan stubbing another ciggy out. The law of the universe is entropy. Get it?
Yes! No! Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes!
Patrick reaches into his wallet and pushes a £5 note into Pork Traddle's hand. Pork Traddle looks at the £5 note.
What's this about then? Eh?
You're on your own, mate.
Pork Traddle is not afraid. Not yet. He's sure that will come later when the special brew runs out. Pork Traddle asks himself what would he be afraid of. For now, he is disappointed. It is the waste. It is not being able to make a difference. It is being forgotten. It is returning to the nothingness that surrounds him and from which the whole universe is made. Sitting on the pavement outside Boots, he clips another can and he begins to sense the edge of that bliss that is his passport to the planet Kyara. That this is all so depressing, but perhaps this will finally give Pork Traddle the clue that he's looking for. I mean, it's got to cheer up soon, hasn't it?